Firstly, if you're sitting or lying down right now, stand up, and if you're standing up, sit or lie down. Don't question it, just do it. Okay, before I asked you to stand if you were sitting or to sit if you were standing, did you already have the impulse to do what I asked you? If you did, that's amazing timing on my part. More likely what happened is you chose to stand or sit. Now what your mind may tell you about this is, no, you said stand up and I thought, okay, I'll do that and see what happens. So I stood up because I had the feeling of curiosity. Otherwise I wouldn't have done it. Note for now that it's your mind that's telling you that. And I'm asking you to observe and pay attention to your experience. Or your mind may tell you, well, I've been standing for a while now, and when you said to sit, I thought, oh good, that's what I feel like doing actually. So I sat down because I felt tired, and it seemed like a good idea. Again, take a close look at what happened, and I think you'll find that your mind is actually getting involved in this process of recalling what happened and actually telling you how it is, rather than you simply discovering what happened. So I'm going to ask you to do this exercise several more times because your mind is very fast and wants to take control because, according to it, it alone is essential to your survival and safety. Try sitting down right now, whether or not you feel like it, and as you do, watch yourself choosing to sit down. Good. Now, whether or not you feel like it right now, stand up and watch as you choose to stand up. Did you notice that as you're doing this choosing to sit and choosing to stand, your mind just doesn't shut up? It's like, okay, I'm sitting down like you told me. Where's this choosing you're going on about? In sessions 1 and 2, we saw how it is impossible to turn off this language machine called thinking, and how, in fact, in the thought suppression exercise, the harder you try to stop it, the more thoughts it produces. Stick with me for 2 or 3 more turns. If you're standing right now, let yourself choose to sit down. Notice your mind is active as you do that, but try to catch yourself in the act of making the choice to sit down. And now, ready or not, stand up. Same thing. Look for the choice point. Okay, this time, whether or not you feel like it, continue standing. If you are expecting or wanting to sit, notice that you can continue to stand, even though that unfulfilled want or expectation is still there. Very good. Now, very slowly, start to sit down and stop when you're halfway down to your chair. So you should now be in a half squat position, with your legs bent at the knee and halfway down to sitting in your chair. But don't sit just yet. Just hold that posture for the next 60 seconds and observe what your experience is. Of course, if you know this is bad for you because of joint or blood pressure problems, then don't do this exercise. But otherwise, just watch what your mind does as the physical discomfort increases. Most people find that when they get to this point, about 45 seconds, they're feeling some pain. And it's at that point that the mind starts to say, okay, that's enough, you can stop now. And you can stop now, because that is about 60 seconds since we started. Okay, when your legs have recovered, I'd like you to try that exercise again. When I said that just now, did your mind say something like, oh no, not again. I don't want to do that. It hurts. What's the point of this silly exercise anyway? So if your mind does this, thank your mind, which is an exercise from session 2, and remember why we're doing this. We want an answer to the question, do unpleasant thoughts and feelings stop you being effective? Because if you can be effective even when you don't feel enthusiastic or motivated, how useful would that be? See, if you're waiting for enthusiasm, motivation, and inspiration to strike, well, I don't know about you, but I find that when I need it, it's hardly ever there, and when it is there, I probably take it for granted. So if you could do what you need to do, regardless of the direction your thoughts and feelings are pulling you, would your actions be more effective and productive? And would your quality of living improve? So we'll do the exercise again, and this time as you do it, I'm going to talk you through an enhancement to the exercise that Dr. Russ Harris in the book The Happiness Trap calls expansion. If you want to time yourself and see how long you can stay in that uncomfortable posture as a measure of effectiveness, you can. But remember, we're not trying to get you to stay longer in a half squat position, rather to see if you can choose your actions in the presence of unpleasant or uncomfortable feelings and thoughts. By the way, if you're listening to this somewhere now where it's not physically possible for you to do this exercise, I'd suggest skipping forward 2 or 3 minutes to the next part and trying this exercise when you can do it.